Podcast Help Desk number 109 for September 5th, 2018. I'm Mike Dell, your host, and today I want to talk about artwork, especially episode level artwork. And where does it show? Where does it not show? A lot of people will do their episodic level artwork either in the ID3 tags of their MP3 file, or there's an RSS tag you can have at the item level in PowerPress. If you use PowerPress, you can enable that field and then put a piece of artwork. And now that artwork should be square, should still conform to the same 1400 by 1400 up to 3000. I do not recommend 3000 no matter what. Nobody's going to be looking at your artwork that big. So 1400 by 1400 square image under 0.5 megabyte in size, and especially if you're going to put it in the ID3 tags, because if it's more than 1 megabyte, then the rest of your metadata doesn't get picked up properly by a lot of apps. So anyway, that's the tip of the day. But anyway, there's two ways to do episodic artwork. Like I said, in the RSS, in the it's called iTunes artwork tag at the item level, at the episode level. And then also you can embed a JPEG or a PNG image in the ID3 tags right in the MP3 file. But once you've done that, there's no guarantee that that image is going to be used anywhere. Now, I can tell you where they've been used. I did an experiment. Episode 308 of Mike Dell's World over at MikeDell.com if you want to see it in action. But I made an episode over there, and I embedded the ID3 tag image, which was just a white square image with red writing that said, "This is the ID3 tags." And then I made a green image with white text, and I used that in the RSS tag at the episode level. And then I put the episode out. And being as though I have all the iThingies and other Android devices here, I went ahead and checked out, you know, the ones that I have, you know, as far as apps. And there's more out there. And if you find any more, let me know what your experience is with my episode 308 over at MikeDell.com. But here's what we've come up with so far. Apple Podcasts does not use either image. And it uses the main artwork for the feed. So your main, you know, podcast artwork, that's what you see in Apple Podcasts. The only time that either of those episode images shows up is if you do a search, either in Apple Podcast iOS app or the iTunes desktop software. You will see a very small version of the RSS tag image, not the ID3 tag image. Now, if you download the MP3, so say you you go to somebody's website and you right-click and you hit Save As, and you save that MP3 to your desktop, and then you later drag it into iTunes as music, then it'll show the ID3 tag image. You know, it's complicated. But for normal apps, your normal listener is not ever going to see an image in an Apple product that you put either in the file or in the RSS feed for the episode level image. Google Podcast also uses none of the images, and I have not seen anything. You know, just uses the main image for the feed. Overcast for iOS, that's a very popular Apple-based, you know, third-party software. Overcast uses the ID3 tag image. So whatever you embed in the ID3 tag is what you'll see when you're playing the file. Pocket Cast doesn't use either. That's another popular third-party app that for both Android and iOS. Podcast Republic, and thanks Chris Miller on Facebook for pointing that out to me. Podcast Republic uses the RSS image. That's an Android app mostly, I believe. Podcast Addict uses the RSS image. BeyondPod uses the ID3 tag image. So, you know, the three of those Android apps you know, use different parts of the you know, different parts of your episode. Stitcher, and just uses the main image. Stitcher is an app that's a little bit different than the average podcast app, in that it's 100% streaming. There's no real download into the Stitcher app. And then Spotify. And Spotify may be different between different versions of Spotify, but according to Emily Prokop, I don't know if I'm saying that properly, but another Facebook friend of mine, she said that she sees the RSS image. And I looked on my Mac app and I saw the RSS image. I looked on my Android and iOS Spotify app and I saw the RSS image, but on the web version, I did not see any of the images. So on Spotify, your mileage may vary depending on how you're looking at Spotify. But anyway, so that's what I've got so far as far as, you know, what images are used where. Now, is it worth it? Well, I don't know. In my humble opinion, it's not worth using episode level images. Oh, one other place that gets used in the RSS tag image, if you're using PowerPress and Blueberry Hosting and you're using the Blueberry Player, you can set the episode level image to show up in the player on your post. So that is one place that the RSS image does work. So you know, maybe worth doing. But you know, overall, is it worth, you know, creating new artwork for every episode and then worrying about, you know, which one goes where? You know, I don't know. I for me, no, it's not worth it. It was a great experiment, but it really wasn't worth it. So, anyway, I just wanted to put this out. I've had it as a Facebook post, and it got a lot of play. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to make a blog post out of it. And then I woke up this morning and had the blog post almost written, and I said, you know what? This would probably be an okay podcast episode. So, you know, what a better way to disseminate podcast information than via podcast. So I will continue to add to this as people tell me, you know, what they see on their particular app, because there's a lot more apps out there than what I covered here. So if you have something different and you know, and I'm not just trying to hawk Mike Dell's world. Mike Dell's world is a completely non-important podcast. I mean, it's important to me, but it's not important to anybody else. And you know, I'm not monetizing it, nothing like that. So I'm not trying to make a play to make Mike Dell's world the number one podcast in the world. But go over there, subscribe to it, or at least you know, take a look at episode 308. Yeah, after, yeah, 308. Look at episode 308 at Mike Dell's World at MikeDell.com and tell me what you see in your particular app. You know, whether you see the green image or the white image, or you see just the plain old cover image for the whole podcast. And I will add to the list. That list will be over at podcasthelpdesk.com. So go check that out. Be you know, episode 109 here. And one of my other experiments that I'm going to do, and I'm not going to talk a whole lot about where I'm going to do that experiment, but another experiment I am going to do is the be all end all of, you know, where does all these descriptions and things show up? So, you know, as you know, there's the feed description, there's the iTunes subtitle, and even though iTunes is no longer iTunes, they still call it iTunes subtitle, and iTunes summary are the two tags. And you know, what apps pull what information from what part of the RSS feed, because there are several tags in the RSS feed that a lot of apps ignore, and there's certain tags that a lot of apps use. So that's my next experiment. probably won't happen right away because I have to figure out how to do it effectively and stealthily. So stay tuned to this one and maybe one of my other shows, and we'll have that one as the next one. But yeah, like I said, check it out, episode 308 of Mike Dell's World over at MikeDell.com, and tell me what image you see in your player of choice. Anyway, with that, catch me later.